Good afternoon. It's 12:04. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Southern Vermont has taken some major economic hits in recent years. The region suffered greatly from Tropical Storm Irene, and now it's facing the blow that will come with the shutdown of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. Regional planners say they need to attract businesses as well as workers and visitors to Southern Vermont. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
At this month's Vermont Travel Industry Conference, planners unveiled a new regional marketing strategy to address these goals. The campaign is called Strengthening Southern Vermont, and its tagline, So Vermont. The effort is being funded through a post-Irene federal grant to the Windham and Bennington Regional Planning Commissions. The goal is to have a regional marketing effort for tourism and to grow the region's workforce. The concept behind the campaign is Become a Vermonter. Ads aimed at tourists encourage them to become a Vermonter for a weekend, and marketing targeting potential workers take it one step further to become a Vermonter for life. The campaign also promotes a Visit Southern Vermont website. The new website is currently in the design phase, and organizers say it should be online by June. The state of Vermont has pledged $75,000 towards the campaign to be matched by local businesses. The campaign is expected to start up in the fall. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
The University of Vermont administration has proposed a 3.4% tuition increase for the next academic year. A panel of the Board of Trustees is expected to review the recommendation on Monday. The proposal would raise tuition for in-state students by more than $450. The university would boost the total financial aid expenditure by 3.6%, which would offset the rise in tuition for some students. Tuition for out-of-state students would rise to almost $36,000. The trustees already have approved a 3.6% increase in room and board fees. The committee is expected to recommend a tuition increase to the full board in May. And finally, Vermont State Police say one person is dead following a house fire in the town of Fairfax. Police say two people were in the home late last night when the fire broke out, but only one was able to escape safely. Investigators say the fire was accidental and the death does not appear to be suspicious.